born in KwaMashu, KZN, Zakes Bantwini is demonstrating that dreams can indeed come true as he conquers the world. The renowned South African global artist, producer, and Grammy winner celebrated a 20-year milestone in his phenomenal career in the music industry. Bantwini hosted a special 20th anniversary concert at the Durban ICC on Friday. Africa Now radio host Nandi Madida, who is Zakes Bantwini's wife, explains the importance of celebrating milestones.
Oh, yes. Well, I've got neurodivergent kids, obviously it's genetics from both Zakes and I. You may not want to admit for both of us. But, you know, our kids, whether it's their challenges or what, you know, they're really good at, a lot of the time you have to appreciate the really small milestones, you know. And that's what we've learned a lot from our kids, you know. It's celebrating the smallest of things and just being grateful that they've achieved something. So even in this life, it's the fact that we're doing it back in our hometown. Yes, this is a big event. It's a successful event and we're very grateful. But you know how gratitude works. It's when you can appreciate the small things that you can give them. Bigger things as well, you know. There's an ebb and flow to life in that way, and the older you get to understand it, and then you get to enjoy life more as well. It's so important to understand that when enjoying the small things, you can enjoy the bigger things as well. Well, private days and I think public days are quite different. We're not different necessarily, but obviously I get to have a more intimate experience. He is the most loving, genuine human being. Very quiet, which a lot of people don't know. Very reserved, very introverted, very much like my daughter, actually, hepatitis. And he's very sensitive to the world, you know, he feels. So it's funny because I always ask him, why did you do social entrepreneurship? A lot of people don't know, you did it at GIMS and he finished that. And he said because he saw that boy in KwaMashu. And obviously his background being that boy in KwaMashu, and he didn't want any other child to go through what he had to go through, and then it was paramount for him in music to empower others. He's that guy, so he's always thinking about how he can empower, you know, and help others. And he's just quiet, like he gets home and he's quiet. He's the quiet. He likes peace. I don't like peace. I like problems.
Sunday Times columnist Craig Jacobs spoke to the music pioneer about his illustrious 20-year career, the ups and downs, and the importance of collaborations. Bantwini told Jacobs that he has his sights on an Oscar next.
Tell me, 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been on, like, I was saying to Nandi earlier, this is an age she's got to say. Oh, I came up myself. But anyway, it's called Polymath.
Yeah.
Polymath is someone who is successful in multiple different disciplines.
Oh yeah, polymath.
You've been on so many different sides of the music industry.
Yes.
So as an artist,
yes,
and as someone in the industry, how has that helped you get to where you are now?
I think because I always have an advantage of whatever that we are talking about. Like for instance, when we're negotiating deals, like contractual deals, I have an insight. When we are talking management, I have an insight. When we're talking performance, sound, music, you know, I think. Over the years, going to school, starting being an executive, and doing and going to Sony to work there as a head of A&R has given me so much advantage that everywhere in this particular sector, wherever I am, I always have a one-up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because people are always perhaps, what I would say, they are more equipped for maybe one discipline.
Yes.
And the music industry, you have to talk about everything else. So I'm able to intimidate anybody and be like, yo, no. You don't know what is happening on stage. This is what happens on stage. So don't tell me about what people on stage should do because this is what happens in the studio when people record.
Uh-huh.
As an executive, or this is what I would say to artists and say, this is what executives think the music that we're making here. You know, so it's always an advantage because I know what an executive, I know what guys from the record label they will look for in the music. Mm-hmm. I know what a manager would look for. I know what promoters would look for. So it's actually just giving me so much advantage.
And how do you put that back into your craft? I mean, in what way? How do you, when you formulate a song or create something?
Yeah,
is that part of the thinking process?
Yeah, it has actually helped me to really now understand that music is a serious collaborative industry. Like, I've opened myself up to so many musicians. You know, I mean, I don't charge for a feature. Like, my features are free. Like, and you don't have to be a successful musician for me to work with you. Like, look at the guy, Kasango, you know, the collaboration.
Pretty much.
Which gave Osama and Kinda Soul, which Imali and Kususa with, Asanda and Dark, you know, with Utando, you know. So there's so many. I've collaborated with so many at the time unknown artists who are actually known now. It has given me so much. I'm actually like very comfortable with where I am, and I know I'm about the music than about, you know, PR, about something else, about, okay, no, I need to work with this person because it's happening right now. Even though perhaps, you know, maybe the music, I may not feel the music that they're doing, but for as long as it's successful, then I feel like I need to work with that person. Mm-hmm. I'm not like that. Like, I gotta work.
Follow the likes.
I don't, you know. But it happens sometimes where you like an artist and he's doing something amazing. Like, I'm a huge fan of Young Stunner, you know, like I'm a huge fan and he's amazing as an artist and he's doing things that are amazing, but I'm a fan. So working with Young Stunner, I know that something amazing would happen between myself and him because I really love what he does, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell me, what does a night like tonight mean for you?
Man, I got emotional at the end of, you know, when I was almost everyone that I wish would be here, most people that I wish they were here are not. My mother, my dad, you know, three of my best friends are not here, like my best friends, you know. A guy called Lawrence Sago passed on last year. You know, my best friend, Pizori, had a 70% stroke, so he can't walk and he has no speech. And my best friends, I had to take him to the hospital today before I came here. You know, these are people that I know how much this moment, you know, would mean to having them in the like currently, like right now. But they're not here.
What would you tell your younger self? What advice would you give your younger self?
You know, I think I was very lucky because almost when I was younger, I thought everything was possible. I think I'd say to my younger self, you've always been right, you know, about whatever that you're thinking of. Like, for me, I always knew that my situation was going to change because of music. Like, I always knew that my life will be where I want to be. Because of music, I have to be a musician for me to change my situation. Like, I knew when I was young, even when people at school, people would ask me, what are you going to be when I'm older? I would say, I want to be a musician. Like, I knew that when I was really, really, really young, you know. Actually, some of my classmates would even make a joke, you know, because being a musician was such a joke back then, you know. But right now, because of people like myself and many other artists, like being a musician, I was like, yo, yeah, you want to be like Ziggs? Oh, yeah, we get it, you know. But before that, it was like, oh, you want to go play some guitars and die a pauper and you know, like, it's like, it was like, this is not a career. This is actually just fun and hobby.
No, absolutely. And especially, yeah. telling people you want to be a DJ as well. Yes,
it was like that. So I would be like, yeah, I mean, if anybody from the township, like, if they think that maybe like dreaming is a waste of time, I always want to tell them that I'm the living proof, man. Because everything that I've achieved, I dreamt of those things. Like, I want to have a Grammy one day. Okay. I wanna have a show. Like, yeah, I wanna have a show at the ICC one day. I wanna show at the stadium one day. You know, I wanna have it's always been in my dream, you know. Like, I wanna have an Oscar. It's something that it's my next thing.
Well, Lebo M was here tonight.
Yes.
So I mean, that was quite an acknowledgement as well, yes, in recognizing you.
Of course.
So I mean, the Oscar could be in the works.
Closer. Yeah. Now, closer than I thought.
What the last question is, and I don't know if it's news or it's out there yet, but you're going full circle again.
Yes.
And you're going back to school.
Yes.
And you are I mean, when people knew Zex Bantwini,
yes,
it was the person from the record company.
Yes.
It was the business guy.
Yes.
And now you're going back to business school.
Yes.
Tell us, you're going to Harvard.
Yes. So I'm actually going to be finishing next year with my qualification in the business of entertainment, media, and sports. Entertainment, media, and sports. That's I think after that particular qualification, it would see us really working towards having a company or an agency in Africa that could take care of anybody who has a global outlook. You know, in South Africa or Africa right now, it's like we have to take care of you, but immediately you become globally, then someone has to take over. You know, and for us, it's like people actually, you lose the essence of who they are or the fabric of who they are. Because now, if an American agent or European agent then takes care of you, then they will come up with their European culture, and somehow you end up losing the essence of who you are. And it's like an American artist doesn't come to Africa and get an African representative. They come with their own because they understand their fabric, that we are selling something globally. You know, with what is happening right now with Afrotech, with Amapiano, Amapiano actually tells you that we are a global phenomenon. So absolutely. Now the question is like, why would an Amapiano artist wouldn't be global in terms of like the outlook? You know? Why wouldn't they be represented by an African agent?
Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala, the Durban ICC, in KZN.